Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Well, how are you today? Good to see you and hear you. And hopefully it's good for you to hear me and us today when we get going on this particular episode. We've got a very special guest with us today. I'll be introducing Stan in just a moment, but I wanted to welcome everybody to another episode of Health Beat. My name is Brian Hazelgren, and we have another great show today. A lot of good things to cover, a lot of good healthy things to cover, and things that we all need to be aware of. And today we're going to discuss in some depth and detail about a topic that you may have heard a lot about lately. I know that in the health and wellness world, this has been a topic that's been something of interest for especially the last few years, because people are starting to wake up and really feel the difference when they understand how to use this particular element in their supplements, particular element meaning nitric oxide. We're going to talk about the power behind nitric oxide and why our bodies need it, and that'll be the primary topic of the episode today. But today my guest, as you can see on the screen here, is Stan Graham. Stan is the executive director of Sanicor International. And Stan, I'd like to welcome you to the show today.
Brian, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. Let me change the view here for just a moment so they can see both of us. You know, when Stan and I met several years ago, we were discussing a supplement. Actually, we were discussing two things. Stan also created some amazing prepackaged meals that are incredible, and they taste unbelievably well. He also introduced me to a product called Cardio Miracle. And at the time, I didn't know much about nitric oxide, the power behind it, the benefits from it. I knew some of the benefits. But as Stan and John Hewlett of Cardio Miracle started showing me the differences that this particular product had made, I actually started drinking it several years ago. It really helped me during the pandemic, and it also helps me today. It's in my thermos right here. I drink it every day. It's a great product, helps me feel better, gets my blood flowing throughout my entire circulatory system as it should be. And you know what's nice about it too, in the stresses of life, my blood pressure is still normal. Thank goodness. I don't have high blood pressure. And I'm going to thank John and Stan for creating this product and marketing it and telling us about it, because it's really helping me and my family. So Stan, again, I think it'd be a good idea for maybe you to take over and let's discuss a little bit about some of your background. I do have some information here I want to share with everybody, that Stan has been in the health and wellness business for a long time, not only with prepackaged foods, but also in health and wellness as a runner. And I'll let him tell his story about why running became such a passion for him as well, and also working with the Cardio Miracle team. I know that Stan grew up on a farm up in Idaho, so he learned the good graces of hard work and taking a long day and trying to you know, get a lot of good things done. Stan's got a big heart, and he's also got a very bright mind, and he's been doing some amazing research lately over the past decade or so that really shows a lot of good information about nitric oxide and why it's so important. And I know that he's very committed to health and wellness and well-being for our mind as well. I know that he's been kind of rooted in the nutrition business and in the health and wellness space for quite some time. So we've got one of the experts in this field to grace us not only with his presence, but also with his knowledge. So Stan, why don't you take over a little bit and tell us a little bit about some of your background and your history and how we're going to make this a fun discussion today. You're on mute, by the way.
Your introduction is generous. Thank you. It's great to be with you this morning. My background. Yeah, I grew up on a small farm out in Meridian, Idaho area. Learned the value of hard work. My dad had us digging post holes, for a fence around about a 3-acre patch of fenceable property. And outside of that was another story. But in addition to part of my background, Brian, as you know, is I practiced as a lawyer for a couple of decades. Never really a desk jockey lawyer, always looking for interesting areas of the law in which to practice, as well as transactions that, some interesting areas of law governed. But given all the things I've been through, I have been very consistent in the area of health for my my personal health, really. I was, it really came as a result of, this is a funny story. When I was a sophomore in high school, the first day of gym class, we had a test. And it was, how many dips can you do in 60 seconds? How many push-ups can you do in 60 seconds? And how many chin-ups? And I was ashamed when I came out of that class. living on a farm, you work hard and you get hardened up. But I hadn't trained specifically for those movements. I didn't show up very well, and I made a decision during that class, toward the end of that class, that was never going to happen again. That when it came to my own fitness and my capacity to function, that I wasn't going to be caught unprepared if I had anything to do with it. And as a consequence of that, Brian, really, since that day, I've trained, 5 days a week, 6 days a week. I've been taken out of that schedule sometimes with injuries, but that's part of our personal dedication. And this about on the athletic front. You have some things that I do not, which are records, posted records. For everybody that doesn't know, Brian holds a speed mark, a collegiate speed mark. At Brigham Young University. And
the good old days when I could actually run, not use an oxygen mask.
Yeah. So, the point is that we come to the conversation informed about the critical nature of personal health. And this is how does that touch nitric oxide, and why would I decide to saddle up with John Hewlett, a mutual friend of ours. He's been a friend of mine for over 20 years, who actually put this supplement formulation together. It's a complex product that has over 4 dozen ingredients, and all of which are natural and organic, et cetera. But why get involved with John? Well, our bodies, particularly our cardiovascular system, uses a specific molecule called nitric oxide to signal or to communicate between our blood vasculature and all the other areas in our body, including not just muscle tissue and other soft tissues, but organs. We have, our body is made of many systems, right? We have a respiratory system. We have a circulatory system. We have a respiratory system. We have an endocrine system. The endocrine system specifically includes all the organs that produce hormones. That's what we're talking about: adrenal glands, our pituitary gland, the thyroid, and so on. The largest organ in our endocrine system, Brian, is called the endothelium. And the endothelium is the inner lining of all of the blood vessels in our body. Most people don't know about this organ because it's we rarely talk about it. It rarely gets any attention. But understand this, everybody, that every blood vessel in your body, which it goes from your aortic tubes, you know, that come right out of your heart, to that are very, that are large in musculature, down to the microvasculature, which are blood vessels that are barely visible to the human eye. They're so small, they're so small that red blood cells actually have to fold themselves to get into them. And this microvasculature is about 80% of your circulatory system.
Isn't the human body amazing? Just incredible how you all know, all my listeners know this, but God created us in a way that was truly unbelievable. It's just such a miracle, especially when you start diving into some of the intricacies like you're referring to, of how the circulatory system works, the nervous system, everything together. And that's one thing that I remember when you and John were telling me years ago about the three pillars of nitric oxide and what's included in the CardioMiracle product. I remember aging well was one of them. Obviously heart healthy, energy was the second one. Mm-hmm. And the other one was a little bit, out of the norm for me. And I remember you and John tying this together, but it was the, immune support and how nitric oxide can also help us with immune support. And I wanted to add in, because of my head injuries and football long ago, I wanted to add in the topic of brain health as well. Because I know that I've received a lot of benefits understanding and taking the products that have a nitric oxide boost in it to help me with my, like Stan's describing here, the entire circulatory system. So are those still the sort of the same three pillars, or is there more you want to cover today that may be some of the benefits that we'll see when we do increase our nitric oxide intake?
You know, yeah. One, let me describe by finishing up this point about this microvascular system. It, like I said, it's about 80% of all of our blood vessels, which, and in a single human body will typically, you know, on average, include about 100,000 miles of blood vasculature.
Unbelievable.
So we're talking about when we're, you know, that's a lot of area, right? If you were to, place the surface area of your blood vasculature on a two-dimensional plane instead of a three-dimensional tube that go, you know, all these tubes that go everywhere in your body. But if you put the surface area of your blood vasculature on a two-dimensional plane, like a tennis court, then the interior surface area of your blood of your vascular system would take up about six tennis courts. That's the kind of surface area we're talking about that is integrated into our vascular cardiovascular system. The reason I mention that is because all of that blood vasculature has a single type of cell as its inner lining. And I refer to this endocrine system organ called the endothelium. Well, the endothelium is composed of all these single cells that join together, form the interior lining of all your blood vessels. And in fact, they're called endothelial cells. Now, these endothelial cells are the only cell by which your microcapillaries are made. So 80% of, so here's a couple of points. 80% plus of your vascular system is made up of one type of cell. It's called an endothelial cell. Why is that relevant to you and me and to your listeners? And we're talking about nitric oxide, this strange gas in the body that the body produces. Well, as it turns out, there was a Nobel Prize awarded in 1998 to three American doctors who were trying to figure out why some blood vessels remain flexible in people, and why other people acquired hardened blood vessels, where the and those hardened blood vessels would lead to things like strokes and heart attacks and all kinds of other cardiovascular issues. They found that there was a molecule produced by these endothelial cells that kept the blood vessels flexible. And that molecule produced by these endothelial cells, the inner lining of all your blood vessels, they produce, these endothelial cells, Brian, produce nitric oxide, which is this very simple gas. Chemically, it's a very simple gas. But the function, what they discovered was the function of this one, the singular gas molecule, was that it was probably the primary signaling molecule in the human body. That means it communicated information between biological systems, for instance, between the endocrine system and your fat cells. Your fat cells actually are an organ in your body. They comprise an organ. And one of the things that we've learned about CardioMiracle as a product, because it contains amino acids that are the specific fuel that these endothelial cells need to make this gas. So let's get this right. So your blood vessels have an interior lining, kind of like a Teflon coating that's supposed to keep them nice and slick and prevent clots, prevent adhesions of lipids, and kind of some of the garbage that flows around in your blood. Well, those cells are also supposed to produce this gas, nitric oxide. And their ability to do that, you know, here's a shocker. Their ability
let me just interject one quick thing here. So does nitric oxide then help prevent those red blood cells from sticking together basically and clotting?
Yes. Okay. Yes. They prevent the red blood cells from adhering together. They prevent platelets from aggregating to the interior of your blood vessels. So they prevent, nitric oxide keeps your blood vessels slick. It actually prevents clotting, the kind of clotting that you don't want.
That's a good way that we look at it too. And you said it's like Teflon. I mean, We've all seen the commercials on TV that show a Teflon pan cooking some type of food and things just slide right off. And that's kind of the same, really the same type of an example.
Yeah.
The red blood cells are flowing nicely across the endothelial lining.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're getting it. That's good. Yeah. And that's helping to cut down, hopefully it would help down on cutting, or excuse me, help cutting down on heart attacks and strokes as well.
Well, so yeah, since we're governed by the FTC in our language, you know, because we're talking about
good point.
A product like CardioMiracle, we can't make any claims that way, but there are hundreds of thousands of studies on this very molecule that demonstrate that when our endothelial cells are healthy and they have the right fuel supply to produce nitric oxide, sufficient nitric oxide that the body can use, then a few things happen. Number one, your blood viscosity is optimized. Another way of putting that, where truckers will understand, is that, well, when you've got oil in your engine, you know, you actually get oil changes, right? You clean your air filter, you clean your air filters. There's lots of things that you do with an engine to keep it running smoothly, to keep it damaging itself. You may have some fuel additives that clean engine parts. And so there's an exhaust system. You may make sure that filters is clean so that you have your exhaust system flows well, doesn't back up into, you know, your engine function. Your body's like that. The very same kind of thing. We have these different systems that actually operate mechanically, chemically and mechanically. And if I don't change the oil in my vehicle routinely, you know, given the number of miles traveled, et cetera, the oil gets dirty. As a consequence, its viscosity changes. That is, it becomes thicker. It moves slower through the engine. It doesn't help the engine cool. It doesn't help rather than helping the engine function smoothly, it actually affects it in retrograde. It actually damages it. Same thing with the body, that we need to keep our blood clean. We need to keep the blood vessels clean and clear of obstructions. So how do you do that? If we can't change our blood out, because we don't do oil changes, one thing to do is, that the science has demonstrated is helping your body produce nitric oxide. And when we say there are nitric oxide supplements or nutraceutical products on the market, nobody sells nitric oxide. that you can take. I mean, you can go to the hospital and get a gas, you know, get a mask and put.
Right.
You know,
yeah. That's a good point to bring up. How is nitric oxide actually put into the products? That's a good point.
Right. So CardioMiracle is, I mentioned fuel. These endothelial cells, you're lining your blood vessels. These endothelial cells that make nitric oxide. So your body makes nitric oxide. The endothelials make it for you. The fuel that they need to make it, Brian, specifically these endothelial cells, they have one sole fuel source. It's an amino acid called L-arginine. So L-arginine is the sole fuel source that your endothelial cells need to make nitric oxide. There was a time when our food was had the kind of quality that it could actually provide sufficient L-arginine just through normal dietary eating. Mm-hmm. Some foods that are rich in arginine include animal proteins, nuts of different varieties, seeds of different varieties. But anymore, our food has been compromised in many ways. And science demonstrates now that it's very difficult to consume enough L-arginine as an amino acid just through a normal dietary regimen. In fact, there are many studies that specifically state that L-arginine supplementation is necessary for this particular purpose. So one of the primary ingredients in CardioMiracle, it has a suite of amino acids. As you know, amino acids are the building blocks of proteins, but the amino acids in CardioMiracle, L-arginine, another one called L-citrulline and L-almantine. This combination in L-ornithine, this combination of amino acids has been demonstrated through peer-reviewed research to provide the exact kind of fuel combination that your amino acids need to produce nitric, your endothelial cells need to produce nitric oxide in an abundant supply. And we've actually had two different independent peer-reviewed studies published on CardioMiracle to demonstrate these very facts. That one was published out of the Ohio University in the Journal of Pharmacognosy Research in February of 2020. Dr. Tadeusz Molinski at his nano lab there at Ohio University demonstrated that when human endothelial cells are bathed in CardioMiracle, they immediately produce nitric oxide and produce it over a long period of time, over 24 hours.
Wow. So it's not just an immediate result. It can be in your system and last up to 24 hours.
That's correct. He actually found, he said this was the what he regarded as a groundbreaking discovery, is that this combination of ingredients in CardioMiracle helped the body endothelial cells produce what he called long-term nitric oxide, which was an expression of nitric oxide production over a period of more than 24 hours. And up to that point, he had never seen any substance induce that kind of nitric oxide production for more than 3 or 4 hours. He then measured the benefits of that long-term nitric oxide production, not only endothelial cells, but the ability of those molecules, those gas molecules, that nitric oxide, to communicate to the other organs in the body to perform very specific functions. So it's quite remarkable. In fact, you know, tell you this. So if you look at your body like a car, and that cardiovascular system like the engine, and all those different tubes that take, you know, liquids and air and everything throughout that system running. Well, you know what happens if one of those tubes gets clogged up? That's a problem. Same thing with the body. So keeping the blood vessels very clean, open, so that the blood can flow very quickly, that your blood viscosity can be optimized, that your blood's oxygen level, Brian, can be optimized. I mean, when you say, man, when I take this CardioMiracle, I feel better. One of the reasons is because nitric oxide increases the oxygenation levels of red blood cells. And not only the amount of oxygen they can actually carry, but their ability to deliver it more efficiently to the cells outside the outside of our blood vessels.
Well, obviously that's an important element or a point to bring out if you're an athlete. But what about the millions of people that are looking and saying, well, wait a second, I just want my blood being oxygenated better. I want to have better blood pressure. I want to have better circulation. Mm-hmm. I want to increase my muscle strength. I was looking at a couple of studies actually here last week where, I'm an old athlete. I enjoy going to the gym. I enjoy lifting weights. And this particular study was talking about how we lose so much of our circulatory system over the years. We also are losing, I talked about nitric oxide and how, like when you're 20, you're ready to go. You're ready to go to the gym. You're ready to lift. But even when you're getting up in years, it's also important to be at the gym and maybe not doing a full 4-6 hour workout like we may have done when we were athletes every day, but even some of the little things that are meaning a lot. But the problem is, as you've already pointed out, Stan, the problem is it keeps going down year after year, decade after decade. By the time somebody's they could be 15% of capacity of what they were when they were 20. This particular product, nitric oxide, put into a supplement coupled with all of the other elements that you were talking about, with the L-arginine and the L-citrulline and the
ornithine,
I can't even pronounce that last one, ornithine. Those things all are increasing the oxygenation and helping people. It's almost like, I don't want to make it sound like we're cheating to get to that better level of health and wellness as we age when we take a supplement. But to your point, the food supply is not supplying it anymore. Naturally, right. We're going to be going downhill every year anyway and every decade. Well, how do we increase that muscle strength? How do we increase that blood pressure? How do we, kind of improve our circulation? And we need help. And that's one of the reasons why you and John have put together a supplement that actually provides help for us.
Yeah, there's
statement?
It is. It's a fair statement, except for this, that John gets 100% of the credit for creating this phenomenal product. I didn't participate at all in that. I was having a conversation with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Now, some people may know of her name. She's a national treasure. She's one of the most brilliant biochemists in the United States. She actually she was Dr. Fauci's right-hand man, woman, at and as a consequence, I mean, she called him out years ago on the stuff that they were doing. And as a result, she has suffered terribly being persecuted by federal government agencies. But the point is this, is that she's a phenomenal biochemist and has been, she refers to this product as God's download. Because there's no explanation. She knows John really well. She says, there's no reason why John Hewlett, who was an insurance guy and a tax planner, an incredibly brilliant tax planner, did very comprehensive, high-end estate planning for high net worth people, those kinds of things. Phenomenal brain, very creative, but no training in chemistry, no training in biology, no training in medicine, never wore a white coat with a stethoscope, all that stuff, but came up with this product. Like I said, it has over 4 dozen ingredients. Judy Call says that John got a God download because there's no way that anybody, she says, just last week I was talking to her, she says, there's no way, no person, chemist or not, a biologist or not, that could have figured this out. The number of ingredients, the specific ingredients, the combination in terms of quantity of those ingredients to produce the effects that the peer-reviewed science has now established that CardioMiracle produces, which is a long-term production of nitric oxide so that the systems in our body can work well, so that our blood can be well oxygenated, so that it can move, our blood can move quickly. One of the biggest challenges we have health wise in this country, Brian, as coronary artery disease, for example, is the number one killer of women in the Western world.
Yes.
coronary artery disease. Well, what is an artery disease? What is coronary artery disease? It's very much akin to atherosclerosis, which is artery hardening. Mm-hmm. You know, where when your arteries are inflexible, when your blood vessels are inflexible, your blood, your heart, when it pumps, it pushes out a bolus of blood. It doesn't push out a stream of blood. It puts out a bolus, like a ball. It pushes out a ball of blood. And if so your arteries, particularly those, the pulmonary arteries, thrombotic arteries that are coming out of your heart, I mean, they've got to be flexible to handle that bolus. If they're not flexible, you know, we know what happens over time if you put a ball of pressure through a tube where the tube is inflexible. Eventually, the tube ruptures. Mm-hmm. There's an aneurysm. You know, that's what aneurysms are, right? I mean, strokes are akin to these, where the vascular system, that tube breaks down and stops performing, cannot perform its function. So we have cardiovascular diseases that are the top killers in the world, not just the United States, but globally. We have coronary artery disease, which is the number one killer of women. Diabetes is a massive problem. Diabetes, as it comes down to it, Brian, I mean, you know, when you say, if somebody says, well, I have diabetes, it tells you nothing about what they're doing, right? Diabetes is just a term of art. It doesn't actually mean anything. But what it is diabetes is a cluster of dysfunctional systems in the body. It's simply a statement that says my body's biological systems are malfunctioning at a pandemic level. That's why you see people with diabetes, Brian, where they're getting their legs, their feet cut off. Mm-hmm. Larry Miller, right? Oh, the Utah Jazz, you know, just extraordinary guy, phenomenally wealthy, had diabetes and ended up having his feet cut off.
Right.
And parts of his legs. The reason that that diabetics lose the extremities of their limbs, they lose their eyesight, is because their blood stops getting to their tissue.
That's a scary thought to even think about, right? And let alone even try to comprehend. Right. But when you have it happen to you, it's
and before horrible. The blood stops getting there, oxygen stops getting there. And you hold your breath and see how long you last without oxygen. And if your blood is deficiently oxygenated, that's what you're doing to the cells of your body. You're depriving mm-hmm. them of the oxygen they need to function properly. Guess what cells do when they don't get enough oxygen?
They die.
They die. And diabetes is really a coronary artery disease. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah, my cousin is a podiatrist, and he's performing those surgeries all the time. He constantly is talking about, if people would just listen to me and take care of their health, we wouldn't be at this scenario or this junction in the road where we've got to take off a limb. And it's to your point. I know that sounds a little graphic and horrible to have to deal with, but it's the realities of life that we have to face up to, right? We've got to help.
It's a top 10 killer.
Educate people on how to continue to that circulation of blood throughout the entire system.
Now let's talk about the truckers who are listening, because you people are phenomenal. Without you, I mean, you are actually the red blood cells in the arteries of commerce in America. You know,
exactly right.
The freeways are the arteries of commerce, and you're carrying the nutrition to the country, the oxygen to the country, keep the country alive. But that is a very apt analogy. What happens when you disrupt the freeway system? I mean, food supply stops. If truckers can't get food to say it's over, it's done. Yeah. You disrupt the interstate commerce system, the blood supply stops, food stops getting to cities, done, right?
And we all see that during the pandemic with barges sitting out in the harbor, hundreds and hundreds of them? They couldn't move their products and goods because the truckers weren't available to take it from the docks to move it out to the rest of the country.
And so for the truckers, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the work that you perform is critical and challenging. Part of the challenge is that your immobility, it's forced immobility, right? You've chosen to work in an immobile position. You sit and drive. Sitting is a prescriptive activity for blood clot production. Blood clots always form in the lower legs, okay? That's a fact. Blood clots always form in the lower legs in your calves. They're actually, your calves are the heart of, you know, your body's heart below the waist. They actually pump blood like your heart does. Your calves are capable of doing that. That's why if you're in poor health, you know, clots that occur come from your lower legs. So, but being in a sitting position increases the creation, the possibility of the creation of blood clots. And then they travel north, right? They come up your legs and then they come into your system, whether it's in the thoracic part of your system or into your heart or up into, you know, to your brain. I mean, they move around and become very dangerous. So, but you're in that more sedentary, stationary position. So it's hypercritical. It's absolutely necessary for you to treat your vascular system well. Now, a lot of truckers don't have the best diet either. That's improving actually quite a bit because food on the road has been crappy for how many years? Just crappy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But eating on the road is challenging. Well, CardioMiracle includes over 4 dozen fruits and vegetables, botanicals, herbs. It's a very complex composition of very good food. It's anti-inflammatory food specifically. It's antioxidative food specifically. That is, it reduces the oxidation capacity of your blood, which means it reduces free, what, you know, you've heard the term free radical, that free radicals are dangerous. Well, they are. Antioxidant food reduces free radicals in your body. Anti-inflammatory foods reduces inflammatory molecules in your body. And if you take a, when you get your CardioMiracle, you can take a look at the list of ingredients and you'll find, you know, dozens and dozens of fruits and vegetables that are anti-inflammatory, antioxidative, botanicals, and herbs that have a proven capacity as antioxidative and anti-inflammatory. And when you put that together, that's another thing that Dr. Milinski at Ohio University noted, Brian, that the CardioMiracle is this, the ingredient list was divided into two components. One was the component of, there are the amino acids and specifically vitamin D, amino acids and vitamin D, and then this long grocery list of food, fruits and vegetables, botanicals, et cetera. And what he found with CardioMiracle is that there's not only a significant expression of long-term nitric oxide, which oxidizes the blood, which helps it flow faster, which means you're getting more oxygen activity outside the blood compartment, outside your blood vessels, but also that delivery of food, that the nitric oxide mm-hmm. actually supports the cell membranes in your body to receive nutrients better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one of his findings as well, that that when with CardioMiracle, when the nitric oxide levels went up, the inflammatory molecules were decreased. And this is a big deal because diabetes is an inflammatory disease.
Correct, yes.
Like cancer is an inflammatory disease where you have chronic inflammation, where you mentioned our you know, the immune system, where our immune system is turned on longer than it should be on. When our immune system is turned on and it operates perpetually, producing inflammatory molecules, thinking that there's damage somewhere that has to be controlled, when in fact there isn't. There's a number of reasons that, you know, the immune system gets turned on to produce in a low-grade chronic inflammation. But that low-grade chronic inflammation, when your immune system is dysfunctioning and producing these inflammatory molecules over a consistent period of time, for a long period of time, that's when you get where the immune system actually produces the dysfunction. The immune system overreacting produces cancer, produces diabetes, produces obesity, produces the phenomenon that we call post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety disorder. All those things are phenomena that are associated with the brain, but they're actually caused by the biological systems below the neck. So, you know, we have this thing called the neck that hooks all of our systems together with our brain and how it functions. So CardioMiracle, I should say nitric oxide, is exceptionally critical to being healthy, particularly where we're in a condition, in a work condition, where we have basically enforced immobility or long-term immobility, right? So exercise remains important, right? There's no, you can't substitute for that. So you truck drivers, long haulers, you need to find a way to get body movement as part
proper
of
proper exercise, proper diet, proper sleep, absolutely, and proper supplementation.
Yeah, right. I can tell you,
we've been describing
science, yeah, the science demonstrates that this CardioMiracle product, our science demonstrates that it reduces the production of these dangerous pro-inflammatory biomarkers, and as a consequence, they also reduce the, which results in the reduction of the symptom severity of PTSD. And one of the concomitant experiences that people had that get diagnosed with PTSD, which means that they they have obesity shows up regularly with people who suffer from PTSD. Diabetes shows up regularly. Addiction as well, substance abuse and addiction show up as well. Well, why are those behaviors showing up? Because you have certain things happen both biologically and mentally when you have these long-term production of these dangerous inflammatory molecules in your body. And what I'm telling you is that we have the science that demonstrates that CardioMiracle reduces, down-regulates, down-modulates the production of those dangerous inflammatory molecules while increasing the production of nitric oxide, endothelial nitric oxide, which again is helping your body. It's actually, the goal here, Brian, is to improve the health of your blood. What we saw in the pandemic, Brian, was that blood became an inflammatory agent on its own. That's what made biological countermeasures so dangerous, is the blood actually became an inflammatory agent rather than an agent of life to address inflammation and help solve it. It actually became the producer of systemic inflammation. And that's why we've seen such bizarre, you know, health outcomes like sudden adult death syndrome. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, that's a new term of death now, and just in the last year and a half, never before have we had any causes of death that would necessitate the production of a new label. Sudden adult death syndrome, like what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, good point.
Well, the point is, we know what has happened, that there's been a, if you look at Ed Dowd and take a look at his evaluation of the of health numbers, insurance claim numbers, et cetera. He's a phenomenal guy. Actually, he was the chief investment officer for BlackRock. So the guy knows numbers. But it takes a look at the numbers of the amount of increase in blood disease-related deaths in England, where they're doing reviews of, well, I just, in England alone, orders of magnitude, like 600 orders of magnitude. It's crazy. And this is just with blood disease incidents. And so the bottom line is, like, you need to take steps to care for the health of your blood.
Exactly.
Because your blood is going to carry the oxygen, the hydration, and nutrition to your muscle tissue. Whether that's your heart or your lungs or your kidneys or your pancreas or your liver, whatever, whatever data is your blood is carrying, nutrition, hydration, and oxygen, that stuff has to get through the vascular wall. And the question of how do you get that nutrition through the vascular wall, it has to get through the endocrine system. Those endothelial cells actually regulate what goes in and out of your blood vessels. So again, when your endocrine system, when those endothelial cells are producing nitric oxide, they're healthy and performing their function.
I love it. Let's see. It's, oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, but I have lost your video. There you are.
Okay. There we go. Let me do one quick thing here. It makes total sense. What I wanted to also do is move into the delivery of the product. How is it delivered? I mean, is it a, I know what it is, but why don't we explain it's a powder format, yes. But it's not a pill. It's not a tablet. It's not a lozenge. How is that delivered to the human body?
Yeah. So CardioMiracle is a powder, has a light berry flavor. So all of these ingredients are mixed into a powder. You take it, one or two servings a day, depending on what your individual need, what your individual needs are. You can put it in water, mix it up and knock it down. If you like to drink, mixed drinks like the smoothies, if you wanted to mix it with other vegetables or fruits, because that's what you drink in the morning, that's fine too. We just say don't drink it with a protein drink because the amino acids in CardioMiracle, we don't want there to be any competition between the amino acids that you'd have in a protein drink, because amino acids are blocks of protein. So don't drink it with, say, a protein drink or take CardioMiracle, or don't drink it while you're sitting down to a steak, for example, or animal proteins. But, eat it before or after a meal, say, 45 minutes to an hour before a meal or after a meal if it's a protein meal. My personal use, Brian, is I take it at about 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning. Put it in water. I put I put a couple of additional things into that, like algae. I like blue green algae, so I'll put some blue green algae in there, and a couple of other things. Maybe a little bit of lemon juice, but it's very easy to take. Yeah, you have your shaker bottle. I've got my shaker bottle right here as well. You've also got a travel pack as well,
so you can just tear open a stick and put that into your water bottle and into your thermos, right?
Right. So yeah, the CardioMiracle comes in three different SKUs, three different packages. One is a tub of that is a 90 serve container, and then a 60 serve container. Those are tubs. And then we do have these travel packs where they're a single dose you just travel with. But you're in the truck, you're in the tractor trailer all day. Hey, get a 60, 90 serve and just keep it right with you. I'll take anywhere from 1 to 4 servings a day, Brian, depending on my level of whether I'm going through, if I'm feeling, a cold coming on or my viral load is increasing, because that's a real thing now. You get around a lot of people, your viral load will go up and you can feel that. Mm-hmm. Very easy to take, very enjoyable to take. And some people say, we talk about supplements that you drink. They say, well, how does it taste? This actually tastes
great. Yeah, it actually tastes great. I literally drink it every day. I love the taste of it. Obviously, I love the benefits from it. And then one other thing I wanted to also let people aware, they're going to want to know where they can get CardioMiracle. Of course, you can go to cardiomiracle.com. We also will be carrying the CardioMiracle product on the website for Truckers Health Network. That'll be available for not just the trucking community, but for anyone that goes to our stores. So yeah, that'll be on there as well. But there's several places you can go to pick up the product and make sure that you start taking it. It's not only you know, sometimes people will look at supplements and say, but it gets so expensive buying supplements. Well, it gets really expensive when you have to take care of the supplementation along for more years. So this is not an expensive product by any stretch of the
cost per serving is about $1.37. So, you know, good luck with buying.
Folks, your health and well-being is worth $1.37 per serving.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. On a road trip, I'll sometimes pick up a rock star, you know, fill up a tank of gas. Now, there's a particular rock star, you know, sugar-free brand rock star I like. And it's $2, man. It's $2 for a can of rock star. So just by cost comparison, you know, what the value I'm getting out of Rockstar is substantially less than what I'm getting out of a serving for cardio.
Very true. Very good point. Well, this is fascinating, Stan. I love this. Is there anything else we haven't covered you want to maybe tell the audience about a little bit in any more detail?
Well, only to emphasize. Think of
anything else?
Only to emphasize, Brian, that that your health is your deal. If you don't take care of it, no one's going to do it for you. You know, we're each responsible for our. Interestingly, there are a lot of people relying on you to be healthy. And you need to make the decision to do that. You know, what steps can you take if you really want to improve your health from where you are now? I run a pretty fast mile. We're active. For some people, Brian, to be active means I can walk up the stairs without hesitating or stopping to catch a breath. It also means I like to be able just to walk half and worse. I mean, how we measure success in terms of health, we have to start where we are. And I recognize there's a lot of folks, most folks in this country are unhealthy. The decision to start is a fabulous decision. If we can make a simple decision of what can I do that's simple, that can dramatically improve my health internally, right? Start out with the cardiovascular system. Kind of central to breathing and everything else. The one simple thing to do is cardiomyopathy, because you can eat dozens of very good foods. They're already in the powder, right? All that work has been done. If I was going to give you a shopping list, Brian, go get all this stuff and then put it together in a formula that tastes great. And then also put it in a formula, you know, in parts to parts, put it in a composition where it'll actually help the body function much better by producing this nitric oxide gas, which the body needs to live, while at the same time down modulating and you do it by putting something in water and enjoying it. Simple step. So yeah, you can get you can get CardiMiracle at our website, cardimiracle.com. There's a money. We'd love to hear your stories of how it improves your health. You'll experience that in a lot of different ways, So the last thing I'd say, Brian, is say your health is your deal. And so grab it and do something. This is a very simple step that can really launch you with some velocity and create some momentum in that space.
I love it. This has been great. Stan, thank you for your knowledge and thanks for your wisdom. And thanks also that you're out pushing this out into the public and marketing the product, because it's an amazing product. I love taking it. It's helped me personally. It's helped my family. So thank you for sharing all of your information today. I really appreciate it.
Hope it's been helpful. It's been great to be with you, Brian.
It's been amazing. I'm so glad that you're here. And tell John hello for me as well.
I will.
So,
we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, John and Stan will be at our conference at the Truckers Health Con By the way, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, make sure that you do so. Go online, truckershealthcon.com, or you can go to Truckers Health Network. Get the tickets for the conference coming up this weekend here in Mesa, Arizona. Stan will be there. You can meet him in person. John Hewlett will be there. So we're anxious to have you guys in town and can't wait for you to be here. For now, though, everybody, let's go ahead and wrap up for today. Again, I'm Brian Hazelgren, and you've been tuned into Health Beat. And I want to thank you for being a part of our growing community. This has been amazing that you spend time with us each and every episode. I want to thank Stan Graham again, a good friend and good colleague, for his knowledge and wisdom. It's been a great show today. So I'm going to sign off for now. But now it's your turn. It's your turn to go out and make a difference and take some of this information and apply it into your own life and take all these different points of information to figure out how to make it benefit you and your family. But for now, again, thank you for tuning in. Make it a great week.